I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The Richland Center Hornet boys soccer team battled Wisconsin Heights for a second time this season. After losing on the road to Heights earlier in the season, Richland Center was able to tie during Monday night's match. Goals came from Giovanni Cerna with two of the three goals, and Ronaldo Hernandez scored the third. The Hornets play Prairie du Chien Thursday at 5. The Hornets will honor the Rotary Youth Soccer League with teams participating in the traditional running of the track during halftime. Come out and enjoy seeing all the youth of the town and Hornets compete against River Ridge, Prairie du Chien, Seneca. We'll have the match on WRCO on Thursday. Well, tonight on the schedule, it's high school volleyball. Iowa Grant is battling Boscobel in the SWAL. Action continuing in the SWAL, getting down to the last couple of weeks of the season. And Riverdale will be at Mineral Point. The Riverdale cross-country teams will be at the River Ridge Invitational today. The top match in the area, Ithaca versus Kickapoo, for a rematch tonight. It's on a neutral court. It will be at Weston, as Weston hosts a quad tournament. Lafarge will be there, as well as Kickapoo and Ithaca at Weston Schools. The match between the Bulldogs and Kickapoo will get underway at 5:30 today at Weston Schools. The Bulldogs will then battle Lafarge. Lafarge plays Weston in the first match, and Kickapoo plays Weston in the second around 7:15. We'll be on the air with high school volleyball tonight from the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. The Hornets will be taking on River Valley in a rematch. The Hornets won by sweep at River Valley earlier in the season. This time, River Valley comes to Richland Center for the match. We'll have the pre-match comments around 7 o'clock tonight on WRCO. River Valley will take on Dodge Point at Dodgeville tonight in area soccer. And the Kickapoo cross-country teams will run at Wisconsin Badger Camp tonight as well on the Kickapoo school calendar. Bowling scores to report from the Major Bowling League. Series high, New York Life, a 35-50. Vanity Fur Grooming, 35-33. Geary Construction, 34-72. The top game last night at the Phoenix Center, Vanity Fur Grooming, a 12-40. New York Life had a 12-18. And Fraser Home Improvement, a 12-14. Top series, Steve Nelson, 693, 108 over average. Steve Gary with a 681, and Derek Calland and Chase Keller each had 642s. The top games, Steve Nelson and Chase Keller both rolled 258s. Steve Gary at 257, Buford Edgerly Jr. at 243. Jonathan Cornell bowled a 621, 96 pins over average. Packers coach Matt LaFleur says he expects suspended wide receiver Romeo Doubs to return to the practice field tomorrow. LaFleur was asked yesterday more about his meeting.
With all due respect to everything, I appreciate your question. I'd rather, you know, what's done is done and we're moving forward. And, you know, I expect us collectively as a team to continue to move that way.
Doubs missed the game against the Rams for what was called conduct detrimental to the team. PackersWire.com reports he skipped practice last Thursday and was absent Friday because he reportedly was disappointed in how he was being used on offense. Football last night, Patrick Mahomes threw for 331 yards. Kareem Hunt ran for 102 yards and a touchdown, and the Chiefs overcame more red zone woes to beat the Saints 26-13 on a big night for Kansas City's professional sports teams. Derek Carr threw for 185 yards and two touchdowns and a pick for New Orleans before leaving with an oblique injury. It occurred with about 9.5 minutes left when Carr was hit on a fourth down incompletion as he tried to rally New Orleans from a 23-13 deficit. At the same time, the Royals were beating the Yankees 4-2 in New York to even their American League Division Series at a game apiece. And Gary Carpenter hit a three-run home run off Cleveland's all-star closer, Emmanuel Clase, in the ninth inning as the Detroit Tigers blanked the Guardians 3-0 in Game 2 to even their American League Division Series at one game apiece. Carpenter connected for a 423-foot shot with two outs off of the pitcher who had not given up a run since August 30th. Well, the kickoff time has been set for October 19th's game at Northwestern for 11 a.m. The Badger football team will play at Rutgers this Saturday. Then the game at the Wildcats will be next on the schedule. Wisconsin is riding high after a big win over Purdue last weekend. Rutgers comes into Saturday's game with a 4-1 record. The Scarlet Knights lost last time out against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. And the Badger basketball team is preparing for the start of the season. They're underway with practice, and Coach Greg Gard commented on his team.
I like the way they compete, and every day that's probably one thing that's jumped out since June when they got here, how competitive this group is holistically. And everybody's had good days, and everybody's had days where they haven't been so good. But how they compete, how they battle every day has helped us. I think it's raised the bar for who we are, and we got a ways to go yet, but I like the trajectory of this group and how connected they are.
The first game for the Badger men's basketball team is coming up later this month.
Hunter brings us some physicality in the point guard position. Amos brings us a stretch four. I think has a little more ability to play on the wing than what I would have given him credit for through the evaluation. And John Tanjay is just, he brings a not only a grown man's body, but a grown man's brain and maturity. And that jumps out.
The Badgers look to benefit from those three players who have transferred through the portal. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.